Page 130. Literature. 1. What is a mind map? What do people use them for? 2. Read and listen to the extract. Answer the questions. 1. What is the connection between the mind map and the pendant? 2. What kind of book do you think the mind map is? Make. Friends. Sense. Time. A noise. A cake. The Mind Map by David Morrison. Lucio has always found homework boring. But when he draws a mind map to plan an essay on stolen gold, something very strange happens. The mind map is trying to tell him something. But what is it? Eva was sitting on the grass with her back to the library, reading her history textbook. Lucio tried to walk slowly and calmly towards her, but his legs carried him quickly. Out of the corner of his eye, he could see the little yellow bird flying from one tree to another. "Eva," he said softly. Eva turned and looked at him. She was angry. "What?" answered Eva. Her voice was cold. "You have to believe me, Eva. Something strange is happening. When I was at the computer just now, the words 'take it back' appeared." "Take what back?" asked Eva. "What are you talking about?" "It's time to show her the pendant," thought Lucio. His grandmother had told him that one day the pendant would ask him to take it back home. Eva could help him. He put his hand in his pocket and brought out the blue bag. "Look," he said. "I have never shown this to anybody." "What is it?" asked Eva. "It's a pendant. I think it might be Guaca," he answered. Lucio gave the blue bag to Eva. She opened it carefully and took out the pendant. "Isn't it beautiful?" asked Lucio. "It's very beautiful," Eva said quietly. "My grandmother gave it to me," he explained. "Look after it. One day it will ask you to take it home," Grandma said. "I used it to draw the mind map yesterday. I couldn't think what to write in the circles, so I stopped. When I opened my notebook in the library, I saw those words for the first time. I'm telling the truth. I promise, Eva." Eva put the pendant back into the blue bag and gave it back to Lucio. "My grandmother's name was Esmeralda," continued Lucio. "When she was working at the hotel, an American man asked her to take care of the pendant while he went to Bogota. The man never returned. I don't know the name of the hotel, but maybe it was the Hotel Continental. I tried to find some information about it on the internet, but I couldn't." Eva's phone beeped loudly and they both jumped. "What's wrong?" asked Lucio. "Their message," she said slowly. "It says take it back." "Their same message as the one on the computer screen," said Lucio slowly. "Eva, I'm not sure, but I think the pendant is asking us to help it. I think it's asking us to take it home." "But that's impossible," said Eva. "That would be magic." Lucio didn't know what to say. So many strange things happened today, starting with that little yellow bird outside the history class window. And now the same message appeared on the computer screen and on Eva's phone. Eva was right. It was like magic. "Eva," he said, "will you help me?"